This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
As a believer in astrology once told me, well, it works for me. It works for me. And I think it works for me is a powerful testimony for that individual. All of my scientific testing may not do much good to the person who was cured from some terminal illness because she or he performed some kind of magical ceremony. If you look in the 50-year-old dictionary, you'll find words like magic or superstition or occult, which is historically a very interesting word because it suggests to us that there is this dark side of history, this dark history that streams alongside of normal history. Well, there were all kinds of magical beliefs or paranormal beliefs going back to ancient times.
In the 17th century, the Age of Enlightenment confronted the magical beliefs, our dark history. A revolution of rational thinking swept through the ranks of the elite in Europe, led by René Descartes. Dr. Anthony Avini is author of Behind the Crystal Ball.
Philosophers and thinkers like Descartes in France began to propose the view that the material world operates within itself, quite separate from any human interaction. Here is the real polar difference between science and the paranormal, for in paranormal, one advocates that it's the interaction between matter and self that matters.
Researcher Michael Persinger has devoted his career to exploring and understanding the paranormal from a scientific view.
Science is the pursuit of the unknown, really. I wanted to push the envelope, and the envelope was and still is the paranormal.
Another retractor, please.
Throughout the world, some humans, after surviving clinical death, report strikingly similar sensations.
Dropping. He can be fit.
Grab the paddle.
Bright white light speeding through tunnels.
To 200 again.
Floating above their body, euphoria and blissfulness.
Clear. Discharge.
Charge to 200 again. Clear. Discharge.
These experiential similarities led many to believe that near-death experiences, or NDEs, prove there is life beyond the one currently being lived.
5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. Effie's in. He's back.
That belief is being scrutinized by Michael Persinger and scientists in Canada.
Our research experimentally was to imitate the essence of the paranormal within the laboratory.
He is pursuing the near-death experience.
Okay, Jamie, I'm going to put 3 electrodes on your hand.
And then I'll be placing 6 of them on your head. 2 will be on the forehead, 2 above the ear, and 2 in the back.
The subjective experiences, the feelings of leaving your body, the feelings of contact with sentient beings, with other beings, the feelings of being somewhere else.
Persinger questions the assumption that near-death experiences confirm an afterlife.
Does that feel okay?
Yep.
All right, Jamie, putting the helmet on. Let me know if I hurt your ears, okay?
Okay.
While it is a decidedly low-tech-looking rig, some interesting results are being found.
And place them over your eyes so that they feel comfortable and that it's dark. Okay, you can let go of the left side. And now the right. How's that feel?
Good.
Good? Okay.
Brain activity is monitored while the subject undergoes a controlled pattern of subtle electromagnetic stimulation. Subjects report experiences remarkably similar to those of people who've survived clinical death.
Jamie?
Yeah?
It's important to stay awake.
Okay.
Okay, do not sleep and evaluate your experiences.
Persinger is testing the theory that near-death experiences might actually be physiological rather than spiritual.
And the data suggests that these experiences, although they seem real to the person, are generated within the brain. And that though they may allow us access to other kinds of stimuli, they are predictable phenomena that do not require even the existence of an afterlife to be explained.
Thus far, no one is drawing any conclusions from his data, but Persinger believes he's come up with a model that he and other scientists may use for future investigation of the near-death experience. It may just be the starting point to solving this riddle.
I'll just put it right here. You felt detached from your body.
Yeah, I did.
Describe it.
Well, it was kind of like, not as if I'd left my body, like I was kind of still there, but other parts, I was kind of floating someplace else too at the same time. It's strange.
It says you felt the presence of something.
Yeah, it seemed like there'd be somebody in here. I don't know why, but there seemed like there was somebody here, even though I know there wasn't.
The concept of the afterlife or the infinite is present throughout human cultures, though science has failed to discover why. Persinger believes it evolved to help humans grapple with what happens when the body dies.
We can conceptualize the infinite, but we also can anticipate that we as individuals have an end. That, of course, produces tremendous anxiety. And so anything that will reduce anxiety will allow the sense of self to survive. Religious beliefs are very effective ways. But for those who are secular, the paranormal becomes a very appropriate substitute.